Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as Matthew Henry's commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are reading Daniel chapter 5. Verses 5 through 7. In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace, and the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote one against another. The king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. And the king spake and said to the wise men of Babylon, whosoever shall read this writing and show me the interpretation thereof shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about his neck and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Daniel chapter 5, verses 5 through 7. Now here is the sense of it, or the understanding of it, from the Bible Knowledge Commentary, one of the best Bible commentaries you can own. Suddenly, the hilarity of the revelry gave way to hushed fear. Near one of the lampstands that illuminated the banquet hall, fingers of a human hand were seen writing on the plastered wall. The terrified king watched as the hand wrote a message. The king had evidently arisen from the chair in which he had been seated. The king had evidently arisen from the chair in which he had been seated to lead the festivities and stood to watch. He became so frightened that his legs gave way and he fell to the floor. As was the custom, Belshazzar summoned the wise men, enchanters, astrologers, and diviners, and promised to reward whoever would interpret the meaning of this strange phenomenon. The reward was great. The interpreter would be clothed in purple, that is, he would be given royal authority. Also, he would receive a gold chain, which no doubt had great monetary value. And he would be made the third highest ruler in the kingdom, since Nabonidus was king and Belshazzar his co-regent. The highest office to be conferred was that of third highest ruler. The king's offer shows the extremity of his fear. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God each and every day and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom to understand His Word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you have not done so, please stay tuned for a full presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can understand how to get your soul saved from the coming hell to that wonderful place called heaven, to be with God, Jesus Christ, the saints, and the angels forever. May God bless you, is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you want to get to know Him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last five or six